With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump launching a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria as he spent weeks decrying the group for targeting Christians. Last month, the president said he had ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for a potential military action in Nigeria following the claims of severe Christian persecution. Investigation continues into the crash of that aircraft that killed a Libyan military delegation. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Experts are analyzing data from the black boxes recovered from a private jet crash in Turkey that killed everyone on board, including Western Libya's military chief. General Mohammed Ali Ahmad al-Haddad was the top military commander in Western Libya and had a crucial role in the ongoing UN-brokered efforts to unify Libya's split military. A 22-person Libyan delegation, including five family members of those killed, are now on site to assist in the investigation. Libyan officials say the cause of the crash was a technical malfunction on the plane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two biggest credit card companies reporting a 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales.
Visa and MasterCard released the figures, showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. According to the data, shoppers were more deliberate with their purchases by shopping early and leaning on promotions to get the best deals. Sales of electronics like TVs and smartphones led spending in Visa transactions, while MasterCard said its card users focused on clothing and jewelry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
King Charles urging people to focus on kindness instead of conflict in his Christmas address. He highlights the critical importance of companionship and kindness, especially during these uncertain times. This is SRN News. Well, a look at America's religiously unaffiliated.
The Pew Research Center has been asking the 29% of America's population that is atheist, agnostic, or followers of no particular faith how they were raised. And the report finds about two-thirds of them were raised in some kind of religious tradition, mostly Protestant Christianity. Only one-third were raised by parents who were religiously unaffiliated. That means a lot of these people had some experience with faith early in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man living as a woman, employed by the National Security Agency, is suing the Trump administration. He wants to block enforcement of a presidential executive order and other policies he claims violate federal civil rights law. The man disputes the legality of Mr. Trump's executive order that requires the federal government to recognize only two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. A charity turkey shoot in Raleigh, North Carolina, quite a holiday tradition. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen.
Three nights a week from late October through Christmas, shooters compete for cash, baby back ribs, a ham, and yes, a turkey. It's a tradition that goes back to pioneer times when competitors shot at real turkeys tied in place. Proceeds go toward various charities, including a big Thanksgiving dinner for area seniors and an angel tree surrounded by Christmas gifts for needy children. I'm Mike Hempen.
County police in Maryland say federal immigration agents shot at a moving vehicle Christmas Eve during enforcement and removal action. One person suffered a minor gunshot wound. Another one was also temporarily hospitalized. Both victims are stable. Police say they responded to a report of a shooting. More details, srnnews.com.